Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Yisro. Tu B'Shvat, Tav Shem Pei Beis, Lunish Ben Nishmas. Our Rebbe's father, Rav Weinberger's father, Rav Weinberger Shlita's father, Mordechai Ari Yosef Pechai Moshe, was Yartzei, Tu B'Shvat, Shem Yatzil Shef Us and all Chai Yisrael. Lunish Yosef Rechapel, Bas Moshe. First idea comes to us from the Sefer Or Chachamim of Tzi Ari Me'olik. Not sure that is, but an incredible board. Aishma Yisro Choy Midjo N'Choy Se Moshe. Yisro Hura Hamad Moshe, the Chai Yisrael. He wants to join Chai Yisrael. The Gemara says in Zvachim, Kuf Tezayin Rashi quotes it. 116 in Peyton Zvachim, Ma Shmuel Shemurba, Kriyas Yamsuf of Mechel Masamalik. He comes to join Klai Yisrael because he hears about Kriyas Yamsuf of Mechel Masamalik. Says the Or HaChamim, what's the pshat? Why dafka those two things? He says an incredible idea. He says that the whole world could heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and still a Malik had the chutzpah, had the audacity to rise up against the Rabbonu Shalom and had the evil to be able to go against Klai Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. They had to come join. It wasn't just good enough to stay on the sidelines and to go hear the shiur online. You need to go. You had to go be by the tzaddik. You had to go be by Moshe. And that's what it says. It wasn't just good enough to be able to go hear the Torah. It wasn't just good enough to hear about it. He had to go and connect himself to Klai Yisrael, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Or HaChamim, how important is it to have role models in our lives, be able to make sure that we're stepping up. We're able to connecting ourselves to tzaddikim, connecting ourselves to people that are above us. Taka, this reminding idea, I just saw this idea from Rav Soloveitchik, but it's a connected idea, but also not connected. The end of last week's part of Mechamas HaMalek, Vayom Moshe, Yoshua, Becharla Anoshim. Moshe says to Yoshua, you should pick men for us. And the Rambam actually codifies the Hilchos Malachim, the Aleph Beis, that the appointment of a king over of Klai Yisrael must come before the battle of Amalek, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin around Tav Chaf. Says the Rav very easily, very, very simple question. Why is it in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fought for us? But when it comes to Amalek, we had to go fight. Why the difference? In Mitzrayim, in Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fought for us. He did the 10 Malakos. You ever think about it? Amalek, Moshe had to go choose. And Moshe and Yoshua had to go fight. Says the Rav of Salvation Zatzal, such an incredible idea. When it came to Klai Yisrael, when it came to Mitzrayim, we were the ones in pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're in pain. I'm going to step up for Klai Yisrael. What was the whole battle of Amalek? The battle of Amalek was against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Amalek says, there's no such thing as the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Their battle, says the Rav, was waged against God. However, the Jews are the ones who must do the fighting without any over supernatural intervention. When it came to Mitzrayim, the battle was against us. The Kadosh Baruch Hu steps up for us. When it comes to the battle of Amalek, the battle is against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We step for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Kiddush is Levi, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaPesach. We always look for the good in us. Chag HaPesach, Kadosh Baruch Hu passed over us. So we call Chag HaPesach, Chag HaMatzos, Kadosh Baruch Hu says look for the good in us. Be able to make sure we're always stepping up. What that means for our Beim, for our Omanos, we're stepping up for Kadosh Baruch Hu. What an incredible idea. Make sure you connect yourself to Tariqim, to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Second idea comes to us from the Divrei Yisrael Majid, quoting his grandfather, Yechezkel of Kushmi, whose yard said it's the 17th day of Shvat this week. Vayovo Yisro Chose Moshe Vana Veisho El Moshe Al Midbar Hasher Huchona Sham Har Elokim. Yisro comes with his children and his wife to Moshe into the Midbar. Okay, Shkoyach says the Majid serves from his grandfather because of Kushmir El HaMidbar. What's so important? Why do we have to know that added fact El HaMidbar? He says we know the Gemara tells us and the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos in Kavod El Torah. When a person wants to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, when a person wants to come fully to be inspired and connected, you have to throw yourself into the midbar. You have to throw yourself dafka into like a midbar. Rak tzarch la'asus asma kibichinus hefker kimidbar. The last October l'malam mitivah v'hergalo. This says the Medrash. You have to throw yourself into the midbar. What does it mean? El midbar. You came to Moshe in the midbar. Shu tzadik der el midbar. Shu afroshes ha'olam ku kimidbar behischu la'avon mechadosh kfi darcho shemayshe. He dafka came to the midbar to understand that when it comes to Torah, when it comes to Yiddishkeit, when it comes to anything, you have to throw yourself into the midbar. Nothing else exists. No, nothing else. You put your phone away. You put your everything away. You just throw yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being mevater ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is exactly what it's all about, to be mevater ourselves. This is exactly what I saw an idea from last year. We said, looking back in the Rashi, the opening Rashi, Ma Shama, Shmua Shama Ba. What's Ma? Just say Shmua Shama. You heard. Ma Shmua Shama Ba. Ma says Rifzi Hirsch of Rimanov. Ma Shmua Shama. What did he hear? He heard about Ma. He heard the Koyach of Ma.
He heard Lachas Shishama Ma, Shishama Moshe Benu, who on of Mikol Adam, Bechidas Ma Shama Ba. He heard that Moshe Benu, his son-in-law, reached such a level of bittul, of submission to the Rabbon Hashem, of humility. That's what he meant to come, right? If you think about Rashi, the Gemara should just leave out the word Ma. But he heard about Kayach of Ma. He heard about, and this is what the Midbar is all about. When a person himself throws himself to Torah Mitzvahs, throws himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's got to be into the Midbar. You got to throw yourself completely submitting to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then you can start fresh. That's the whole Indian of Ma. Ma Shamushma. He heard. You heard about the humility. He heard about the submission. He heard about the bittul. What an incredible idea. Chaslav Kushmir, Chaslav Nalino, is in the Shamash that should be Mel Zosh on his yard site this week. From Basi Hirsch of Rimanov. Especially being Tu B'Shvat, the whole idea of Tu B'Shvat, to be able to make sure we're growing in our Torah, as the Tasha Rebbe said, growing in our Torah and our mitzvahs and our connection to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Ilan, Ilan, Bamar Avracha, each one of us have a straf, right? All day mitzvah soda, to time to Mechadish, to be able to connect to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, to Torah. And how do we do that? Daf could be Mevat ourselves to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Incredible idea from Mechas of Kushmir and from the Rav Tzihar Shereminov and the Tasha Rebbe. Moving on to Adin number 3. Adin number 3 comes to us with Menachem Sin, Menachem Sin, Menachem Zaks, the grandson of the Tzipetz of Frank. Menachem Sin, I highly recommend if you're able to get the Sefer, it's incredible. Yisro gives Moshe, Yudches Chav Alf, the people that you should give, Ata Tachzim Kol Am, Anshei Chayil, Yirei Elokim, Anshei Emes, Soni Vatsa. What's this? I understand good people, Yirei Elokim, Yirei Shemaim, Anshei Emes, truthful. Soni Vatsa, Vatsa means the people that hate money. What does it mean, Vatsa? Says Menachem Sin Zak, so you gotta look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud. Ki Betza, what's Betza? Hainu Pshara. What's a Pshara? Be able to make the people that make negotiations. You give in a little bit. Also, lifsol v'chabot seya harei zechote. Gemara says that anyone who gives in to anything against the Torah is called a sinner. Says the Reb Nachum Sion Zaks. This is a mandate. This is a lesson for every single Jew or teacher or Rebbe or parent. Amana be Yisrael, Yosone Betza, to hate Betza, what's Betza? Hainu lolafashabo levater be umma pakrosha muna vadas. When it comes to halacha, when it comes to muna, we can't give in an inch, not an inch to halacha, an inch to anything. Yes, when it comes to understanding our children, if they know ish chanoch nara pidarko. But when it comes to amuna, when it comes to halacha, sone Betza, you're the leader, you're the Rebbe, you're the teacher, you're the parent, sone Betza, if they hate, there's no pshara. When it comes to certain things, there's no pshara. We live in 2022, everything is have to be, you have to be cordial and sensitive to everybody's feelings 100%. But it comes to halacha, says the Menachem Sion, comes to halacha, halacha is halacha. Everything's done with but derachel derachay noam. Comes to halacha, when it comes to muna, we don't move an inch. But the Kreb Adi from Menachem Sion, which reminded me of the Torah from the Baal Shem Tov, the Nefesh HaChaim. And the Gemara says, Abrach, Lamigim, Albez, you have to have your Shemayim. Chodesh Baruch just asked your Shemaim. No, it's just a small thing. No, for Moshe Rabbeinu it's a small thing. Is everyone a Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Baal Shem Tov, says the Nefesh HaChaim. No, not everyone's a Moshe Rabbeinu. But everyone can have a Rebbe. Everyone can have a leader. Everyone can have a leader and everyone can... And how do you know to have a good Rebbe? If you're doing the Malach HaShem Tzvokos, Remarach HaGiga, Uli Dav Tezvov, when they feel like you're a Malach, you feel like they're a Malach and they're Midos. Just not a Malach and they're Midos, but they're a Malach and they're Muna. They fight for what they think is right. That is something to learn by. So Nevetz and Yisro is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, don't have people that move an inch when it comes to Muna, when it comes to Halacha. Those are the leaders that you want. Steadfast, headstrong leaders. Kind and caring always, but steadfast and headstrong when it comes to Halacha. Credit by Dietz Menachem Sin Zaks and Nefesh Chaim Baal Shem Tov. Moving on to idea number 4. Fourth idea comes to us in the world of Rav Chassid Kushmir as well, but this is the Yisra Bracha, the son of the Divrei Yisrael of Majitz. Yotes Beis. Vayisu Mirfidim Ayavo Midbar Sinai. Finally, we left Refidim, we came to Har Sinai, and says Rashi, "Lama hutzuch lachzor lefarish meichan no." So I have to tell us where they came from. To tell you that just like they came to Har Sinai and then did tshuva, ma biyosel and medbar Sinai did tshuva, avs nisiyosel and Refidim did tshuva. Just like they came to Har Sinai, they did tshuva. So too, when they left Refidim, they also did it with tshuva. Says the Issa Bracha Majid, it's a deeper idea for us to be able to understand. Ma nafkanina mi kefil tshuva. He did tshuva here, tshuva there. Why you have to tell me that they did tshuva in both places? Says the Issa Bracha, an incredible idea on tshuva. Hashivinu abinu l'sorosecha. We know when it comes to tshuva, Torah is the number one way to get to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Torah tzricha liyos besimcha chadvasa deshmaisa. We have to come to Torah besimcha. But if you have atzas before, the Torah can't penetrate a kli. The Torah can't penetrate a person, a tree. It can't penetrate a person that's sad and depressed. So he had to tell us, Dafka, that they left Refidim, and they did tshuva. Not only did they do tshuva there, but they did tshuva with simcha there, and now they already be simcha there, and they were simcha here. They tell us that they did tshuva there, but it's not just they did tshuva, but atzvus. Right, the Tana Develio says, "Ain simcha v'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu mechilas avonos." No greater simcha in Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes than greater than mechilas avonos. Don't think that tshuva is that just a stam thing. No, if tshuva is done here with Torah with simcha, and over there it was done with tshuva. But you can't come to Torah, you can't come to Har Sinai without having tshuva for Torah. So they had tshuva there with simcha, and they had tshuva shnia ukvar besimcha v'chetva. They already had it over here. How do you get to simcha? Rav Hirsch says. Rav Hirsch's yahrzeit was at the end of Tezis. Chazayin Tevis. That's my daughter's birthday. Baruch Hashem. He says sameach sim mem chaf mem ches sari mem ches. Very similar to simcha. Flourish, to flower, to sprout. When a person is spiritually growing, that leads to simcha. That's why the words are interconnected, says Rav Hirsch. Sameach sin memches is joy and happiness. Tsari memches is to flourish and to grow and to sprout. When a person is developing spiritually, that ultimately leads to joy. And that's exactly what Yisra Bracha is saying here. When it comes to Torah, of course, Torah is supposed to bring us to be able to tshuva right before, but we have to make sure even before that, that there's tshuva with simcha, there's simcha before, then the Torah can penetrate our hearts and our neshamas. Incredibly, after Yisra Bracha from Rav Hirsch, moving on to Din number 5. In the Prophet comes from Rav Tzadok, quoting of Yaakov Tzvi Yitzchak of Pshischa. The Pasuk says in Gittes Hei, right before Matan Torah, V'ata yim in shtam oad hishmo b'koili, shmatam es bizu yisem li segula. Ah, just saw some chaliner tonight. Yisem li segula mikotman, ki li kol arts, you're mine, you're my treasure. You're my treasure nation from all the nations of the world. What's with yisem li segula, says Rav Tzadok in the name of the Rebbe Pshischa, from Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak of Pshischa. Just like a segula, right? You need a segula, this segula, that. It's something that's not natural. There's a school to this. There's Parsha Saman on a Tuesday, Parsha B'Shach. Something doesn't make sense. Mer Balanes Tefillah does not make sense. How many times? Doesn't make sense. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us doesn't make sense. Kach Ava, so Yisbach Yisrael, Na'alem Yikol HaTayim, Shabam L'lo Kol Svarim. You can't understand it. It's a love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to His children, to us, to His Kala. It's not, you can't explain it to anyone. This is my idea from, we say it over and over again, but we'll say it again. Gemara says the Kiddushim Da'af Lamed Vav, or maybe Meir, or maybe Yehuda, the Machlokas. When we consider Kadosh Baruch Hu's children, Rabbi Meir says, "Bekach lekach nikra banim." The Rashba says we paskan usually like Rabbi Yehuda, but he would paskan like the Rabbi Meir. The mitzvah of the Sefarshim. This Rashba says the Kabbin Rebbe, who just yards with this Shabbos too. The mitzvah of the Rashba, Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is eternal. And when does that start? That starts at Matan Torah. Based on the Rochaim Chodesh, Rabbi Blumenthal told me the same thing. When it comes before Matan Torah, maybe there was a check and X 100%. After Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu's ours, and we're Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yisem li segula, just like you can't explain a segula. It's above nature, it's supernatural. Can't explain it. So too, you can't explain the love. Says Rav Tzadok from the Rebbe Pshischa, not Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Pshischa. You can't explain the love. Just like you can't explain the segula. It's above our minds, it's above our seichel. So too, you can't explain the love that Kadosh Baruch Hu has. And that's exactly what Tu B'Shvat is all about. Tu B'Shvat is the ultimate time to see Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the sap within every yid, sees the pintle of the yid within every Jew. We have to see the pint of the Jew. We have to see the pint of the Jew within us. We have to remember how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And we can love ourselves as well. What a beautiful idea from Rav Tzadok and from Rav Biderman, who puts it all Gemara Kiddushin and Rashba in the Gemara. Let's review these 5 ideas. We start off saying with the first idea from the Or HaChamim, when it says, by the Or HaChamim. What did Yisro hear? Shama Kriyas Yalans HaMechas HaMalach and Zvacham Kofta Zayin. He had to come? Yes, he had to come. If a Malik could hear what happened and still attack us, you had to connect yourself to Tzadikim, you had to connect yourself to Klai Yisrael. Rav Tzolovichik says, when the Mitzrayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu fought for us, by a Malik, we had to fight for him. What happened? Because in Mitzrayim, we were the one in pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fights for us. But a Malik is going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we fight for him. To make sure we're always fighting, we're always connecting to our Rebbeim, connecting to our Malik, connecting to the Rabbeinu Shom. The second idea we said from the Yisrael Majitz, El Amidbar. Why did it tell us Yisrael came to Moshe in the El Midbar? Because just like Rashi says from the Midrash, that a person has to make after themselves to the Midbar to connect to a Torah, so to a person, when you have to put everything out, the world doesn't exist when you learn the Torah. The world doesn't exist when it comes to Yiddishkeit, to Judaism. So you have to throw everything else away. That's to submit yourself, to submit ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the idea we said. What's the Lashon Ma? Because here in Moshe, it reached the 12 great Moshe Adam Yikol Adam. The Koch of Ma, the Koch of Anov, the Koch of Hispatlas of Bittul. Third idea he said, from the Menachem Zaks, Sony Betzel, when we hate money, people hate money. Menachem Sim says, no, but if we're in Sanhedrin, Taf Yod, Betzel is Pshara. When it comes to chalach, when it comes to munah, we can't give in. Yes, there are chayv, to be sensitive, kind to everybody. When it comes to munah, when it comes to das, can't give it an out of budge. Baal Shem Tov Shacham, each one of us is going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. Yis Shemaim is a small thing. Says Baal Shem Tov Shacham, no, not everyone's a Moshe Rabbeinu, but everyone else can have a Rebbe, can have a Roman, can have a teacher, can have a parent, can have a friend that we can connect to. And how do you know those people? Gemara Chagiga, when they feel like you're a malach, look at the midas, look at the way they act. And finally, the fourth idea, Yisav Bracha says, from Rashi, just like they left Rafidim, they came to Rafidim Bar Sinai, the Tshuva, they also left Rafidim Bar Tshuva. Why have to tell us Tshuva, Tshuva, Tshuva? Because you can't come to Torah without Tshuva. But even before then, the person, the Hachana, to come to Har Sinai, had to do with Tshuva. And what is Tshuva? Tshuva has to be done with Simcha. There's no greater joy than having the Chilas Avonos, but everything's got to be done with Simcha, everything's got to be done with the joy, the Koich of Simcha, the Koich of Tshuva, the Koich of to be able to make sure that we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu always with joy and with happiness. And that's what our verse tells us. Simcha comes from Samech, Sim Mem Ches is joy, Tzari Mem Ches is flourish, to develop, to flower, like a tree, we're flowering. Each one of us is a tree. Develop ourselves. When we develop our neshamas, that leads to joy. Fifth and final idea, Rav Tzedek says from Yaakov, Yisab the segula. Just like a segula, you can't understand. It's above nature, it's above seichel. So too, Chodesh Baruch Hu's love for us is above seichel. And that's the Gemara in Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Gemara Kiddush Lamed Vav. Bikach, bikach, and Rabbanu, Rabbi Meir says, and the mitzvah, and the Rashi says, we pass like this Rashi, the mitzvah, the farthest mitzvah, the Rabbanu Rabbi says, to remember, Chodesh Baruch Hu is obsessed with his children. He loves us much more than we ever can imagine to even love our own children, said the Baal Shem Tov. We should be zochah, but ez Hashem Yisbarach, to know, to remember that love, to always make sure that we're connected to our Bim, connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we fight for their bonus and their bonus will fight for us. Make sure that we understand there's a yes, there's a Kadosh Hanom, but there's no pshars when it comes to giving any inch, when it comes to Torah, when it comes to Mun or Halacha, to understand Shuvah B'Simcha, and to remember how much Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mamash loves us, and Mamash cares for us. Lichter, Yontif, Shkor.